Lamed Dalet Amud Beis at the two dots Tana Rabbanan. Zok the Halak of Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Kida alapayim. The language of kida, which is a language of bowing, means that I'm bowing on my face. I'm bowing down. I'm bringing my face, meaning bringing my face down to the ground. And that Maris Pasuk says, Batikod Basheva apayim eretz. Right, the Batsheva, Batiko, language of Kida, she brought her face, Apayim, she brought her face down to the ground. That's number one. Kriya, the language of Kriya, Vanachnu Korim, Al Birkayim. Kriya is on your knees. Shenemar Mikiroa Al Birkov. That was the Pasuk that Shlomo Amelech, that we had last time. Shlomo was done davening. He got up. He got up from bowing on his knees. So you see, bowing is on your knees. By the way, that's why many people at Vanachnu Korim, first of all, during the week, they bend their knees at Korim. And also, that's why on Yom Kippur, when we bow, we're going to bow a whole bunch of times. People go on their knees at Korim, but they don't go down yet to their face. They just go on their knees at Korim, and then they go down after that. Hishtachava'a, what's language of Hishtachava'a? Zupishut yodayim v'raglayim. That is outstretching, stretching out your hands and your legs, Superman style. Okay, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Havo navo ani ve'imcha ve'achecha lehishtachvos lecha arza. That, right, this is Yaakov talking to Yosef after the dreams. I and your mother and your brothers are going to come lehishtachvos lecha arza. Right, so the implication is Pishut Adam Raglam completely prostrated out on the ground. That's why the Rav Soloveitchik and others had the minug on Yom Kippur when Vanachnu Korim Umishtachavim. Umishtachavim means Pishut Adam Raglam. He actually did Pishut Adam Raglam, right? Completely outstretched. Most people don't do that, but that's what he did based on the language of Yishtachavah. Right? I don't think anybody does that Aleinu during the week, but Rav Soloveitchik had the minug to do that on Yom Kippur. Amar Achir Berei de Rav Huna. Chazina lehula Abaye v'Rava dematzlu atzluye. I saw Abaye and Rava when they davened, they tilted. Rashi said when they were noflin al pneum. Okay, by the way, nefilas apayim. Nowadays we do tachanun nefilas apayim. We go like this, right? They used to go down on the ground, right? They used to do nefilas apayim. They literally nefilas apayim, right? They used to go down on the ground. So he said, I saw Abaye and Rava when they did nefilas apayim. They didn't go all the way straight down. Rather, they tilted to their side a little bit. Okay, this also relates to the prohibition of Evan Maskis, that you're not allowed to bow. Pishut Adam Raglayim, we don't do nowadays. It's an issur derabbanan, right? Even if you're not on a stone floor, right? You're not allowed to bow on your knees on a stone floor. You're not allowed to do Pishut Adam Raglayim even on a non-stone floor. And that's why people put paper towels, by the way, by your face. You're supposed to put it, not by your knees, right? You just put a paper towel or something by your face. And that's why also people did it to the side a little bit, based on this Gemara of Abaye and Rava. Tani Chada, one Brisa states, Akareya behoda hareiz the Meshubach. If one bows at Hoda'a in Shmona Esrei, you're praiseworthy. B'tan Yidach, another Brisa states, hareiz the Meguna. Right? It's not a good thing if you bow during Hoda'a. So which one is it? Is it a good thing or is it not a good thing? So the Gemara says, Lo Kash, it's not a stira. Ha b'tchila ala b'sof. It's good to bow in the beginning, modin. It's not good to bow at the end. At the end is Ulchana el Hoda'a. There it's not good to bow. That's what the Gemara says right now. Rava kara behodat chilu b'sof, but Rava did bow at the beginning and at the end. Amri le Rabbanan amai ka'ovid mar hachi. So the Rabbanan said to Rava, they asked him, why do you bow beginning and end? Amar lehu, so he said to them, chazina le Rav Nachman de kara, the chazina le Rav Sheshes de ka'ovid hachi. I saw Rav Nachman bow, and then I saw Rav Sheshes do the same thing. So I saw all my Rabbanan, they used to bow at the beginning and the end of Hodah. Ve'atanya akare behodah reizim eguneh. Ah, what about the Brisa that says that if you bow at Hodah, it's not a good thing? So the answer is Rava, or answers the Gemara, Hahibe Hodah Shebe Hallel. That's referring to the Hodah in Hallel. When we say in Hallel, Hodu Lashem Kitov Kili Olam Chasdo, there you're not supposed to bow. There you just say you don't bow. That's what it's referring to. Ve'atanya Korea Behodah Ubehodah Shel Hallel Areze Meguna. But we have another Brisa that says that if you bow during Hodah and during Hodah of Hallel, it's Meguna. So that sounds like Hodah and Hodah of Hallel are two different things. That's referring to the no delicha at Birkas Hamazon. There you're not supposed to bow also. So you're not supposed to bow in no delicha at Birkas Hamazon. You're not supposed to bow in Hodul Hashem Kitov in Hallel. But Hodah Tchila V'Sof, the beginning of Modim and the end of Modim, Luchana El Hodos, those two places you are supposed to bow. Zog Tehillah Gemishnah. Hamispalel V'To'ah. If a person davens and he makes a mistake in his davening, Simin Ra Lo. It's not a good sign for him if he does that. And if he is serving as a shliach tzibur, Simin ra l'sholchav, that it's also not a good sign for the people who are sending him, his tzibur. Mipnei sheshluchu sholadim kamosa, right? You're davening for the tzibur, shluchu sholadim kamosa. Omru alav Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, so they said about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, shayim ispal alacholim, he would daven for sick people, v'yomer zeh chai v'zeh meis. He would daven for sick people, and he said, oh, he's going to live, this one's going to die. Omru lo minayin ata yodea, so they asked him, how do you know this? How do you know who's going to live and who's going to die? Amar lahem, and he responded to them, im shigura tfilasi befi, yodea nishu makuba. If my tefillah goes smoothly, then I know that it's being accepted by Hashem, and this person's going to live. But if my tefillah is not going smoothly, it's not. I'm stumbling. It's not rolling off my tongue. I know that this person is going to be ripped up. Okay, and Rashi has two pshatim meturaf. Either the chole is ripped up, meaning he's going to die, or the tefillah, my tefillah is being ripped up, and therefore it's not going to be accepted. Okay, so the Gemara asks the Gemara. Ahaya, that which we started the Mishnah, that if you mess up in your tefillah, it's not a good sign. What's that going on? That's specifically referring to the first bracha shmonesri of Avos. There, if you mess up, you know that it's not a good sign. So some taught this, that this thing that we're talking about Avos, some taught that that was actually referring to a braisa. The Brisa states, "A mispal tzarich sheyichav in esliba b'kula." Person who's davens has to make sure that he has kavanah for all the brachos of Shemona Esrei. If he made a yachal lechavim b'kula and yichav in esliba b'yachas, if you can't pay attention, if you can't have kavanah for all the brachos, at least have kavanah for one of the brachos. Amar Rav Chiya bar Rav Safra, Amar Rav Safra mishum chadavei Rebbe b'avos. Which is that one bracha that you should make sure to have kavanah in? Avos. Okay, we know that's the most important bracha of Shemona Esrei to have kavanah in. So how do we know this? How do we know this idea that if your tefillah is not going smoothly, then like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, his tefillah wasn't shigura b'fiv, then he knew the person was going to die. So how did he know this? Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Amar Krok, because the pasuk says, "Borei niv sifasayim," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the niv. Niv refers to dibor, refers to speech of the mouth. Shalom, shalom, la rachok v'la karov, amar Hashem urefasif. Right? Peace to one who is far, to one who is close, Hashem says, and I will heal him. Okay, so we see from there that if your speech is going smoothly, then you know Hashem is going to heal you. Amar b'chia barav, amar rabbi yochanan, kolon avim kulam lo nisnabu el lamasi bitul tamen chacham. All the good nevuos that you find in the Nevi'im, all the good nevuos and the rechamos, those nevuos are only for certain categories of people. Those nevuos were only said for certain categories of people. Number one, Masi Bita L'Tamid Chacham, a person who marries his daughter off to a Tamid Chacham. Number two, L'Osef Prakmati L'Tamid Chacham, a person who helps a Tamid Chacham by investing his money for him. Number three, Ula Mahana Tamid Chacham in a Chasam. Number three is a person who gives a gift to a Tamid Chacham from his own money, from his own possessions. Those three people, those are the people that the nevuos tovos, the good nevuos, were stated for those people. Aval Tamidi Chachamim Atzman, but for the Tamidi Chachamim themselves, not for the people who helped them, but for the Tamidi Chachamim themselves, there, about them, the pasuk says, Ayin lo rasa Elokim zulascha ya'aseh limechaket lo. Right? That their reward, the good things that are going to happen to them are so great that nobody has even seen anything close to that. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the greatness that's in store for the Tamidi Chachamim. The people who help Tamidi Chachamim, those people are all the Nevuos, that's going to happen to them. But the Tamidei Chachamim themselves, unbelievable things, ayin lo ras, and nobody ever saw such a thing. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the goodness that's going to come to them. Vayitav, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol nevi'im kulam lo nisnabu, ela limos ha-mashiach. All the good nevuos were all stated regarding the period of time referred to as Yimos ha-mashiach. Avala olam haba, but olam haba, which is a different time than Yimos ha-mashiach, that's after Yimos ha-mashiach. That's going to be even better, unbelievable. Ayin lo ras, elokim zulascha. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how great that's going to be. Nobody even can imagine, can fathom, we can't even have a nevuah about how great Olam Haba is going to be. Just Yimos HaMashiach. Okay, so now says the Gemara that's a disagreement. This Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing with Shmuel. Pliga de Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel ain bein haOlam hazeli Yimos HaMashiach ela shibun malchios bilvad. Okay, so he says the only difference between Yimos HaMashiach and Olam Hazeh is Shibud Malchios, meaning that now we're oppressed by other nations. During Yom HaMashiach, we won't be oppressed by any other nations. But otherwise, our lives are going to be exactly the same. Okay, and Rashi points out what we're really what the Gemara is really referring to here is all of the tzaros are still going to be the same. So the same poor people that we have now are going to be poor also during Yimos HaMashiach. It's just that we won't be under the persecution of other nations. Okay, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Kilo Yechdal Evyon Mikerev Haaretz. Right, there won't be right. There will still be poor people in the land. Right, that the poor people won't stop from the land, and that's a nevuah. According to Rashi, you see on the side of the Gemara, brings Rashi and Shabbos, who says that that's referring to Anim during Yimos HaMashiach. There will still be Anim during Yimos HaMashiach. The problem is that Shmuel said that that all the Nevuos were stated for Yimos HaMashiach, and in the Nevuos it says that there won't be any more poor people. So we see that Shmuel is saying, Rabbi Yochanan is saying there won't be any more poor people Yimos HaMashiach. Shmuel says, no, there will still be poor people Yimos HaMashiach. So that's Machlokes about Yimos HaMashiach. Weiter in the Gemara. All the good nevuos were all stated for Bali Tshuva. About tzaddikim gemurim, but tzaddikim gemurim, not Bali Tshuva. People were tzaddikim always. Their schar is going to be even greater. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what kind of schar they're going to get. And that is the machlokas with Rabbi Avoh. Pligud Rabbi Avoh. That's machlokas with Rabbi Avoh. Why? The Amar Rabbi Avoh. Rabbi Avoh said, Malkum Shabali Tshuva Omdin. The place, the Madrega, that Bali Tshuva are at, the place that they reach, Tzadikim Gemurim ain't among them. Right? Even Tzadikim Gemurim can't reach that place. Bali Tshuva are greater. So it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avoh, which is greater, about Tshuva or Tzadikim Gemurim. Interesting machlokas. And as the Pasuk says, Shalom, Shalom, La Rochok, Vila Karov. So the Pasuk says, La Rochok, Vila Karov. La Rochok, Bereisha, Vahada, La Karov. The Shalom, Shalom is for who? That's for someone who was Rachok originally. Originally was far. He was a chote, and then he came close. He's a Baal Tshuva. So that's Shalom Shalom. He's going to reach a very high madriga. So what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with that pasuk? How does he understand the pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha, my Rachok, Shaya Rachok midevar Aveira Meikara. No, Rachok doesn't mean you're far from Hashem. It means you're far from Averos. You're a Tzadik Gomer. You're far from Averos. Umay Karov, and what's Karov? Shaya Karov lidvar Aveira v'nisrachek mimenu hashta. Right, a Karov is someone who's, that's the Baal Tshuva. That's someone who was close to Averos and now distanced himself from Averos. So Shalom, Shalom, La Rachok first. First the Tzadikim Gemurim, and then La Karov, and then to the Baal Tshuva. So he'll Tzadikim Gemurim are better. Rabbi Avoyo says, no, the Baal Tshuva are better. My Ayin Lo Rasa. So how great, right? What does this mean that things are so great that even no eye ever laid, no, nobody ever laid eyes on this type of Skar? Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, it's like good wine that's kept in its grapes from Sheshes Mei Breishes, like special wine that's set aside from Sheshes Mei Breishes, obviously miraculous wine. That's what we're talking about. That's how great it is. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar, Ze Eden Shelo Shalta Bo Ayin Kol Beria. No, this is referring to Eden. There's a place called Eden that no human eye ever laid eyes on. Shema Tomar, one second. Adam Arishon Heichan Haya, Began. Well, Adam Arishon, wasn't he in Gan Eden? He was in the Gan. Okay, Veshema Tomar, who Gan, who Eden? And you might think it's Gan Eden, right? That's what we all talk about, Gan Eden. So that's Adam Arishon was in Gan Eden. So what do you mean that no human eye ever saw that place? Adam Arishon lived there. So the Gemara answers, Talmud Omar, V'nahar Yotze Me Eden, Lahashko says Hagan. Pasuk says that a river came out from Eden to irrigate the Gan. To irrigate the garden. Gan l'chud ve'eden l'chud. They're two different places. There's no place, according to this opinion in the Gemara, there's no place called Gan Eden. Right? There's one place called a Gan, and there's one place called Eden. The Gan was near Eden, but it wasn't the same place. Eden, nobody ever was in. That's going to be the ultimate sky. That's going to be the ultimate place. Right? Adam Arishon was in the Gan. That he was in. That people saw. But Eden, nobody ever saw. Okay. Zokti Gemara Vayter Tanu Rabbanan. Maisa Shechala Beno Shel Rabban Gamliel. So, story happened that the son of Rabbi Gamliel got sick. Shagar shnei talmidei chachamim itz Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa levakish shel avrachmi. So he sent two talmidei chachamim to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa to daven for his son. He sent two people to daven for his son. Kevin shirah usam olal aliyah ubikish shel avrachmi. So when he saw these two people, they told him Rabbi Gamliel's son is sick. He went up to the loft, right, where he could daven by himself, and he davened, he asked for mercy for Rabbi Gamliel's son. Miridaso Amar Lahem, so as he came down from the loft, he told these two Talmidei Chachamim, Lechu, go back to Rabbi Gamliel, Shechaltzaso Chaba, his fever just came down. That's what he said to them. Go back, his fever just came down. Amru lo, so they said to him, Echi Navi Ata? Are you a Navi? How do you know his fever just came down? What are you, a Navi? Amar Lahem, so he said to them, Lo Navi Anochi, Velo Ben Navi Anochi. I'm not a Navi, and I'm not even the son of a Navi. Elakach mikublani, but I know myself. Im shagura tefila sebefi. If my tefila is smooth, yodei ani shu mekubo, then I know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is accepting it. Vim lav yodei ani shehu meturav. And if not, I know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not accepting it. So I'm telling you, my tefila was smooth. His fever went down. Yoshvu v'kosvu v'kivnu osa shaa. So they sat down. They looked at their atomic watches, and they wrote down exactly what time it was. And then they left. When they got to Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Lahen, so they asked him, you know, they saw the sun was better. So they said, what time did he get better? What time did his fever come down? Amar Lahen, so he said to them, Ha'avoda, right, which is a Rashi says, if you look on the side, it brings a Rashi in Tainis, that it's a Lashon of Shavua. Rabbi Gamliel like swore to them, Lo chasartim v'lo hosartim. That time that you wrote down, that you have on that piece of paper, it wasn't a minute before and it wasn't a minute after. That's exactly what happened. But also shot exactly that time that you wrote down, his fever went down. Mind-boggling. And right then, his fever went down, he asked us for a drink. Right at that moment. Oh, unbelievable. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. The Shu Maisa Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Another Maisa with Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Shahalach Lil Motore Yitzhak Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. He went to learn Torah by the Heilig of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. The Chola Ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's son got sick. Omar lo, so he said to him, Chanina Beni, my son Chanina, Bakesh Olof Rachamim, Vichia. Please daven for my son so that he should live. Hiniach Rosho Ben Birkov. So Rabbi Chanina took his head. He bent down. He stuck his head between his knees so that he could concentrate. Ubikish Olof Rachamim. And he davened his heart out for the son of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Vichaya. And he lived. He was healed. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, this is a great line. I could stick my head between my knees the whole day and nothing's going to happen. Right? Nobody's going to pay any attention to me. And here, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai just did it for a short while, he davened. And look what happened. Amar lo ishto, so his wife said to him, right? She was kind of like insulted by this. Right? Is Chanina bigger than you? Is he greater Talmid Chacham than you? I thought I married Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, big Talmid Chacham. You tell me Rabbi Chanina, and he came to learn, he was the Talmud. He's greater than you? Oh my Lord, love. No, he said, no. Rabbi Chanina Ben Zakkai is not greater than me. Elahu dome ke'eved lifnei ha-melech, v'ani dome ke'sar lifnei ha-melech. When it comes to tefillah, Rabbi Chanina Ben Zakkai is an eved lifnei ha-melech. He's like a servant before the king. I'm an officer before the king. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, a servant comes and goes. He doesn't have to knock. Right? A servant is always going in and out of the chambers. Right? He's welcome in the chambers. He doesn't have to knock. A sar, you want an appointment with the king, you got to make an appointment. He can't just come in whenever you want. Rabbi Chanina Ben Zakkai was an eved lifnei ha-melech. I'm a sar lifnei ha-melech. Zok de heilige Gemara. V'yamar Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Al yispal al adam ala b'bayi sheyesham chalonos. A person should not daven in a place that does not have windows. Why? Shenemar v'chavin. It's a pasuk in Daniel, in Aramaic. V'chavin p'sichon lei b'ilisei neged Yerushalem. That I was mechaved. But I had kavana as it was open, as my tefillos went up towards Yerushalayim. So you see there's a hint to the idea of a window helping with kavana. Rashi explains that when you look out the window, you look up at the Shemaim, it helps you focus, right? I found this myself. Sometimes, you know, you're in the middle of davening, you look up, if you have a window that just looks up, points towards the heavens, you look up, helps you focus sometimes. So that's why you should daven in a place where there are windows, so you can look up towards the heavens. Not so you can look out at what's going on in the street and get distracted. But we're talking about windows where you can just see the heavens. Amar Rav Kahana, Chotzif alai mandematzli bibiksa. Rav Kahana says it's a big chutzpah, someone who davens in a bika, in a big wide open space. Okay? Rashi says, why? Because if it's a big wide open space, it's hard for you to have proper kavana. When you're in an enclosed area, makum tznius, so then you have more of the emas melech, you have more of the fear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu upon you, and you're able to daven better. I mean, davening in a big open field, it's hard to have kavana. When you're in a narrow space, it's easier to have kavana. By the way, halacha lemaisa, when you daven, sometimes you're on a trip or something like that. It's better to daven not just in a big open field, but to find a place that's a little bit more tsanua to daven. The Yomar Rav Kahana said, "Chotzif alay man de mefarish chatoi." It's also a chutzpah for those people who tell people, right? They tell people all of their sins. They reveal all of their sins to people. Shenamar, Ashrei nesui pesha kisui chata'a. Praiseworthy is the person who carries his sins but covers them up. You're not supposed to advertise all of your sins. You're not supposed to advertise all of your chata'im. You keep them hidden. You keep them inside of you. Of course, do tshuva. But, you don't have to advertise all of your chata'im. Hadron alach ein omdin. Zak the Heilige Mishnah, first Mishnah in Perek Shishi, the sixth Perek of Brachos. Keitzad mevarchin al aperos. This Perek is all about Brachos. Geshmak a Perek, all about Brachos. Keitzad mevarchin al aperos. What bracha do we make al aperos? Al peros ha'ilan u'omer bari priya eitz. On peros that come from a tree, you make a bari priya eitz. Chutz min ayayin, except for wine, even though wine does come from the fruit of a tree. Shal ayayin u'omer bari priya gofen. On wine we make a special bracha bari priya gofen. On fruits that grow from the ground, we make a bracha bari pri adama. Chutz min apas, except for bread, which does come from a produce from the ground. Shal apas u'omer amotzi lechem min aretz. V'ala yirokos, on greens, and we have to see exactly the difference between greens and the Gemara is going to describe what's the difference between peros ha'aretz and yirokos. But greens, u'omer bari pri ha'adama, you make a bari pri ha'adama. Rabbi Huda omer bari minei deshoi. He has a separate bracha called Bore Mine Teshoy. Stop here.